6. Evolution of the human mind. We, the life carriers on Urantia, had passed through the long vigil of watchful waiting since the day we first splinted the life plasm in the planetary waters. And naturally the appearance of the first really intelligent and volitional beings brought to us great joy and supreme satisfaction. We had been watching the twins developmentally through our observation of the functioning of the seven Ajahn mind spirits assigned to Urantia at the time of our arrival on the planet. Throughout their long evolutionary development of planetary life, these tireless mind ministers had ever registered their increasing ability to contact with the successively expanding brain capacities of the progressively superior animal creatures. At first only the spirit of intuition could function in the instinctive and reflex behavior of the primordial animal life. With the differentiation of higher types, the spirit of understanding was able to endow such creatures with the gift of spontaneous association of ideas. Later on we observed the spirit of courage in operation. Evolving animals really developed a crude form of protective self-consciousness. Subsequent to the appearance of the mammalian groups, we beheld the spirit of knowledge manifesting itself in increased measure. And the evolution of the higher mammals brought the function of the spirit of counsel, with the resultant growth of the herd instinct and the beginnings of primitive social development. Increasingly, on down through the dawn mammals, the mid-mammals, and the primates, we had observed the augmented service of the first five adjutants. But never had the remaining two, the highest mind ministers, been able to function in the Urantia type of evolutionary mind. Imagine our joy one day, the twins were about 10 years old, when the spirit of worship made its first contact with the mind of the female twin and shortly thereafter with the male. We knew that something closely akin to human mind was approaching culmination, and when, about a year later, they finally resolved, as a result of meditative thought and purposeful decision, to flee from home and journey north, then did the spirit of wisdom begin to function on Urantia and in these two now recognized human minds. There was an immediate and new order of mobilization of the seven Ajahn mind spirits. We were alive with expectation. We realized that the long-waited-for hour was approaching. We knew we were upon the threshold of the realization of our protracted effort to evolve all creatures on Urantia.